Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is, of course, 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Friday morning. Hey, Football Fridays, we gear up for the Eagles and the Bucks. Really intriguing matchup and an important game considering both teams are 3-0. Look, I know it's September. I'm not saying it's late December important, but it's intriguing. Two 3-0 teams, squad that obviously has had the Eagles' number, but, of course, the Eagles always have, like, everybody's number other than this squad. So we'll get into it today at 215-592-9494. We'll talk a lot of Phils as well. They come down the stretch now with one more series to go. Still alive for the one seed, but also a decision to make, a possible decision to make for the playoffs if they advance far enough for a Game 4 starter. Walker Buehler, outstanding last night. Aaron Nola, not so much most of this year. All right, all of it on the table with you, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
How's it going?
Good, bud.
Bengal Tigers can eat 60 pounds of meat at a sitting. Some have seen very, very hungry and very large Bengal Tigers take 80 or 90 pounds of meat in a sitting.
It's even more than Andre the Giant.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's, you know, that's saying something.
I mean, he was unbelievable.
Well, he was.
But can a tiger drink 100 beers in a sitting?
Exactly.
That's the real question.
That is true. All right, guys, we got a lot to do today. We'll do a ton on the Eagles for obvious reasons. But let's start with the Phillies. So, I mean, to me it is so obvious that it has to be Walker Buehler if you're in a game, you know, a four-starter for the playoffs. I mean, a lot of times people say, you know, game four. Well, it's not necessarily game four. It could be game two of, you know, round three. Whenever that time comes, depending on how long the Phillies' first series goes, if they advance, let's hope they need a fourth starter in October. That'll mean they've advanced to the National League Championship Series. I just think it is so overwhelmingly obvious that it should be Walker Buehler. But, of course, I ask everyone two things. One, do you agree with me it should be him over Nola? By the way, if you missed it last night, Walker Buehler outstanding again. He doesn't go too deep at this point. Phillies aren't pushing him. Five innings, no runs. We know Nola has maybe never this year been five innings, no runs. He's had a couple good starts, there's no doubt. Nola's had a couple really good starts. But he's had a lot more starts than Walker Buehler.
But he's always
for the most part, his starts have been not good. That's why his ERA is like in the sixes.
Well, he always has the home runs poke through. There's always an inning or two where he loses that control.
So, John, it has to be Walker Buehler, right?
I think so. Walker Buehler is a pro. Walker Buehler, holy cow, you look at the pitches that you look at his arsenal, his repertoire. The guy throws seven different pitches. He throws them all pretty consistently, pretty well, with good location. I don't know. I think he keeps guys guessing. I think the proof's in the pudding. You look at the fact that every time, like yesterday, you see him pitch, and I feel like I can trust him. You know, it was five innings. I guess he walked a few.
Walked the first batter.
Yeah, that was bad.
That was four pitches.
But and then he ended up walking. He ended up walking a couple more. So he walked three guys on the night. Not so. That's not ideal, but The guy's been around the block a few times. And I know that's the case with Aaron Nola, too. But this is a guy who's been around the block and doesn't give up home runs every third inning. Yeah. You know?
Look, here's the deal. I am curious if you agree with me and John that it should be Walker Buehler. But I am much more interested in hearing from you of whether you think at 215-592-9494, much more interested in whether you think it will be Walker Buehler. Because here's the deal. I can't imagine there will be much dissent from the viewpoint that John and I have already expressed. I mean, to me, the village idiot knows it should be Walker Buehler.
Are you sure?
I think, but I'm not sure, actually, Ray. You know, like, here's the thing, guys. And let me be clear. This is coming from someone, me, who's a very big Aaron Nola fan and appreciator. I love Nola. I really do. I mean, I remember the days when he and Rhys Hoskins were the only two good Phillies. And I certainly remember in recent years when, for the most part, Aaron Nola's done a very good job in the playoffs. Now, he hasn't been as good as Wheeler, but, you know, he's been a really good playoff performer for the Phillies. He's been a really good National League pitcher going on a decade now. Like, he's been a much better Philly than Walker Buehler. But here's the deal. Not this year. And so, to me, it is so obvious it should be Walker Buehler if you get to that point. And I will tell you, I think it will be. I do think it will be Walker Buehler, but I am certainly not certain. How's that for a sentence? I am certainly not certain. I mean,
yeah, it works.
James, you in recent weeks have been of the mindset that when push comes to shove, they go to Nola. And I'm curious, after the last round of starts, Nola not good again in his latest start, Buehler outstanding in his latest start last night, do you still feel, James, that given the opportunity in the NLCS, Rob Thomson will mess that up?
I lean towards yes. I'm not as confident as I was, but I still think, like, and first and foremost, I'm 100% with you guys. I've been saying for a month, like, I would start Walker Buehler. There's a 0% chance that it wouldn't be Walker Buehler for me. Like, I'm 100% in on Buehler. The guy has pitched. He's pitched 40 more postseason innings than Nola, which is
well,
wild.
James, let me be clear about one thing. When you go, say, a month ago, I needed Walker Buehler to prove it here and this year because he was not very good this year.
He got cut.
And so, like, when they signed him, I was very clear. He's got to prove it. You know what?
He's proved it. Yeah, and
he's
then you look at the playoff history and all that. It's just, to your original question, though, Joe, I am still concerned that whether it's, you know, Nola for three innings and then they use Buehler two or whatever, like, I think Aaron Nola is going to get a start in the playoffs still. If I had to, like, you know, choose one way or the other, I think they're going to give Aaron Nola a start.
I will be so disappointed if that happens. And again, this is coming from a big Nola fan. But I'm curious, do you agree that, at this point, it has to be Walker Buehler? But more interestingly, do you think it will be Buehler over Nola? 215-592-9494. Let me just bring this home, and then we'll get to the Eagles, because there's a lot to do there. I view this through the prism of this one thing. This, to me, is what it comes down to more than anything. Rob Thomson having a conversation, looking directly into the eyes of Bryce Harper, Kyle Schwarber, JT, et cetera, et cetera. But those guys especially, those guys have been here this whole time that they've made the playoffs, now four straight years. Like, how in, like, the world could Rob Thomson look at those guys in the next couple days and say, hey, Bryce, yo, Kyle, I'm going with Aaron as our fourth starter?
The assistant general manager, Bryce Harper, would say no.
I don't know. I don't know if Rob Thomson would, because, I mean, look at what he's done with Nick Castellanos this season. I think he's shown more willingness to make those tough decisions this season than ever before in his time as manager.
It took him a long time. I agree with you, but it also took him a long time to get there.
And it took him a long time to get there, yeah. Sorry, James.
I was going to say it shouldn't matter, but Nick Castellanos has 1 year left on his contract, and Aaron Nola has five at 125. I know it shouldn't matter, but that kind of stuff plays into decisions.
Often does.
I think it'll depend on who they're facing, because that's, like, when he was asked, would you go with, of course, in the NLDS, it's a different story because it's a shorter series, but would you go with, you know, an all-lefty starting rotation for the first three games? He said absolutely, but it depends on who we're matched up against. So if they're matched up against a team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
That maybe doesn't hit right-handed pitchers as much, then, like, yeah, we would probably see Aaron Nola.
Look,
We'd probably see both.
I just really believe that this is a scenario that is so obvious, and I will be like, let me make it very clear. I'm a really big Rob Thompson guy. I need him to get this right, because if he doesn't, it's the kind of thing that I would say could cost him his job. Because it's so obvious. So don't screw it up. I mean, again, this is a pro Rob Thompson guy, a pro Aaron Nola guy. And I do think he'll go with Walker Buehler, but I'm not convinced. I'm curious where you are at 215-592-9494, what it should be, what it will be. All right. Second topic, obviously the Eagles. Now, this is an intriguing matchup. Both teams are 3-0. Both teams have a lot of injuries. Really, it's a tale of two, not cities, to use the old Charles Dickens tremendous book. This is a tale of two trends emblazoned in our minds. Emblazoned. You just about could not have two things that have been more consistent in recent years than these two realities. Reality number one is that a Todd Bowles coach team, whether he's the head coach or the defensive coordinator, which he was under Bruce Arians for a period of time down there, a Todd Bowles coach team gives the Philadelphia Eagles fits, gives Jalen a lot of fits, gives the offensive line a lot of fits, and a Todd Bowles coach team not only generally defeats the Eagles, they decisively defeat the Eagles. Like, decisively defeat the Philadelphia Eagles. That is a fact. Now, the Eagles got them one time in 2023, but all these other times in the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, whatever the hell it's been, it's like not even close. That is trend number one.
Todd Bowles is 4-1 against Nick Sirianni teams, basically.
And the games haven't even been close. All right, decisive element number two emblazoned in our minds. The Philadelphia Eagles almost always win a football game.
Yes, they do. 19-20. Like,
but so do the Bucks this season.
Yeah, but the Bucks don't almost always win a football game. The Bucks with Tom Brady had a good role. It was short lived. The Philadelphia Eagles with Jalen Hurts and Nick Sirianni and Lane Johnson, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, almost always win a football game. So I ask you today at 215-592-9494, what gives? John Ritchie? I mean, really, both are like stark in our mind. So, John Ritchie, what gives?
I'm worried about this game. I am concerned. I look at this one sort of like, man, if the Eagles can pull this one out, this team is really good, and they've got chance favoring them. Your fate is smiling upon them. If the Eagles can pull this game off in this heat, in this humidity, it's going to be over 100. Is that still accurate?
The real feel, 90, 91 real feel, around 102.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. that's really bad this time of year. I understand we went down there a day early to, quote, get ready.
Yeah, we'll be going down, quote, in a couple hours.
Be ready. Yeah. Yeah, it's not, there's just no way that you can be ready for that. This Bucks team's not intimidated. They know how to beat us. They know they have beaten us. Now they have some injury issues also.
For sure.
You know, Mike Evans being out is a major blow to their offense. But the fact that we're missing two of our cornerbacks, that's not going to help us. And potentially, you know, we got Lane who's banged up. We got Landon who's playing hurt. Our offensive line not functioning at the highest level. Zach Bond and Jahad Campbell, both guys missing practice during the week.
But they did get in there yesterday.
And no brace on his knee.
Yeah, that's really a very significant development, both practice yesterday.
I'm glad to hear that. I'm just concerned. This is like I said, if we're able to pull this one out, what an accomplishment. I'm concerned we're not going to be able to pull this one out.
Well, look, I'm curious where you stand, really, on both topics today. The Walker Buehler thing, do you agree it should be him? Do you think it will be him? Does Rob Thompson, in opportunity four for the postseason, say, I'm just going with the guy that it's obvious it should be? Or is it the loyalty thing, as he has done too often through his tenure, but to Devin's point, less so this year? And the second thing really is on the Eagles, because it is a tale of two different trends. The Bucs almost always whoop the Eagles' butt, and the Eagles almost always beat NFL football teams. What gives this weekend? I hope you're having a good start to your Friday morning, Football Friday, Eagles and Bucs on Sunday. Fills with one more series, one of those weird ones, where they end the season with a series against an American League team. Kind of irritating, but it is what it is.
Will we have like a big thank you celebration
yes.
for Harrison Bader and Joanne Duran?
That's true.
Thanking the Twins.
Yeah. It took me a second to know where you were headed with that, James. Yeah, no, I hear you on that, my man. Not since the Phils got. Wasn't Eisenreich a Twin? I remember that right.
I thought he was a Royal.
He was a Royal. Maybe he was both, but he was definitely a Royal. You're right about that. All right, so Eagles and Bucks. What gives? Bucks almost always beat the Eagles. Eagles almost beat, you know, everyone else. And obviously the Phillies thing. Are you with me? It's got to be. It's got to be Walker Buehler. The question is whether it will be. 215-592-9494 from Borgata today. Let's get to Neil in Northeast Philly. Hi, Neil.
Hey, I'm glad Gonson and Shipley. Oh, first shout out to Devin and her show with Ruben.
Almost
Amara
forgot,
Jr.
Neil.
Shout out to Game Seltzer and Elliot Tour Parks for the Go Bears show. And, and shout out to also Games and Gak Fritz on the High Hopes show. And shout out to Rhea Hughes, the Pride of Temple University, and Devin, the best women in sports talk radio. And shout out to
Neil.
You on your and Joe on your book. And shout
you,
out
sir.
To
what about
God,
Richie?
You and Alicia on your
there
engagement.
Wow, we got there. We
thank
got there.
You, Neil.
Neil,
you're
you got
best.
It. You got it all right, except for one thing, Neil. Pride of Temple University.
Yes.
Might beat the Eagles on Sunday. It's Todd Bowles.
I know. It's unfortunate.
No, Ray, it is a source of pride for Temple that he's had such a good career.
Right? Oh, yeah. I mean, he's terrific defensive, and he's done really well down there. Yeah. I'm always happy to see that, except when he plays the Eagles,
totally.
And it's never a good thing.
And he seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Great
well,
guy.
Somebody asked him, I think it might have been Rob Motti, about, you know, that they think very well of him here in Philadelphia. And he replied, I really think that's only at Ish Kabibbles on South Street. Now, that's a guy who's a Philadelphia
Philly
right
guy.
There.
And the context was the tush push, because the question was about you're a hero in Philly.
Yes.
You're one of the few people around the league that actually supports the tush
push.
Well,
he's one of the few people who stops it.
He is one of the guys that stopped it.
I mean,
that's right. They stopped it in the playoff game 2 years ago. I think it was Vita Vea.
Yeah, it was.
It was a freaking brick wall.
It was ugly.
It was ugly. Anyway, Neil, go ahead, my man. What do you got today?
Well, I mean, I think it's important the Eagles get the lead. You know, go to the pass right away with AJ and Smitty and, you know, try to get the lead and then get the running game going with Jalen. But I know Tampa's going to put a lot of pressure on Jalen with the blitzes and, you know, the temperature, you know, 100 degrees is going to be hard. So, and Devin, I think I would hydrate, wear sunglasses, and take plenty of water on the sideline. But bring us good karma like you usually do as a sideline reporter in WIP.
I'll try my best.
That's a good point, Neil, because, you know, Devin, you haven't dealt with the extreme heat yet, right? A playoff preseason?
The hottest game I've covered was that, do you remember that 1 p.m. preseason game at the Link? It was like one of those during a heat wave. But, I mean, I think it'll probably be similar to that, and that was like, like we were hydrating. And I mean, shout out Big Dom, because he looks out for me on the sideline. He'll give me water in situations like that. But I definitely need to hydrate before Sunday's game,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. John, the Heat thing. You've been pretty clear this week. So for those that have missed it, totally real that it totally affects you if you're not used to it?
It's going to be bad. And this is an advantage. Every team that I played for year after year, if we ended up having to play down south, many times, you know, Texas or Florida, and in September, we knew it was going to be bad. We knew there was no getting used to it. There was no adaptation, that they would have a major advantage because they practiced in it, you know, for training camp. And they practiced in it, you know, every day leading up to the game. They're acclimated. We're not. It's just like playing at 5,200 feet when you're in Denver. You, no matter how hard you try, you just can't make your blood. You can't make your blood adapt to the amount of oxygen it takes on per cell. Fast enough.
Let me ask you this, Sean.
By getting there a day in advance.
Right.
You can't get ready for this humidity and this heat a day in advance. It taxes you so much more, and especially because these guys, remember, we were told they're not going to be fully ready for football until they're a month in.
Yeah, right.
They're not fully ready for football, and you got to go play at this degree of full-on heat and humidity. It's brutal,
man. Let me ask you this, Sean. So it affects the body, obviously, as you're describing. Does it affect a player's will?
No doubt.
As the body suffers, does the player's will to fight through suffer a bit?
No question. And depending on the guy, you know, why wouldn't they give in or give out or quit in some capacity?
Yeah, you relent a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know this in sports. I would. I mean, the thing about playing against Fritz, I was just ready to go.
No, you like, are not.
No,
going
no, Ray. I am going to make this analogy. When I started playing basketball with my buddy, getting ready for Fritz, we'd get to like 4-3, and I'd be freaking exhausted, and I didn't have the will to like get out on him on a jump shot or be able to stop him on a drive. Like I'm being actually honest. I didn't have the will. And then I finally got there right before the freaking ankle injury where I was ready to play game 11 on 11.
What's the word? They say exhaustion makes cowards of us all or whatever.
It was Jimmy Johnson that said
it. Yeah, it's a great quote.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It saps you of your strength and your courage, and you are a different man.
You know what Vic Fangio said, though?
Physically.
Heat is just a mindset.
Yeah, and it's not.
It's just a mindset.
As
he wears a full sweatsuit in 100-degree weather.
I do think part of it is a mindset, and I do think it's important that these guys go in there with that toughness.
Well, Jimmy Johnson had a great line he used to use. Great line. Let the mind control the body, not the body control the mind.
Right.
It's a great line.
And Robertson ready and deals. And Pauly swings and drives it to straightaway center, but Bader has it measured. He's waiting. He's got it. And the ball game is over as the Phillies finish off a 1-0 shutout. And they finish off another series win here at home as the Phillies take their 94th win of the season with a 1-0 win over Miami.
Now the ever-exciting let's get a run in the first inning.
And that's it.
Hold on all game to it. It's like the first quarter field goal, 3-0. And, boy, you never see that game anymore. I'd grow up.
Ever.
Right, James? When we were young, you would see that game.
Totally.
Way back in the day.
Like 10-3, 7-3. Right. Like those games happened, man.
They did happen. Oh, boy. Good morning to you. So a lot happening here as we broadcast from Borgata today. Let's remind you of our, or tell you, I guess that would be our Twitter poll. Questions of the day as we got a three-burger of questions for you. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's summer clearance event is on. All 2025 leftovers are discounted for immediate sale. Visit ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. First poll question, if needed, who should be the Phillies' fourth starter in the playoffs? Walker Buehler or Aaron Nola? Second poll question, if needed, who will it be, Buehler or Nola? And the third question, as we look towards Sunday with the Eagles and the Bucs, who's going to win that game? Eagles or Bucs on Sunday, who wins that game? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. All right, 215-592-9494 to weigh in on all of this. Let me tee up a question, and we'll all weigh in. But boy, oh boy, do I have to hear from Rhea first. All right. Jared McCain. So he suffered a UCL tear in his right thumb. Now, how long that'll be, I don't know. It doesn't sound good.
If it's like on the minor side, it's 6 to 8 weeks with a splint. If it requires surgery, you're looking at 3 to 4 months.
Okay. Here's my question, Rhea. Are the gods doing this to the Sixers because of the tanking?
1,000%. I mean, I just believe, because this kid I was excited about. Like the young, like my son loves him. You know,
no, he's a very solid kid. Yeah,
he's a kid who looks like he just loves to play the game and plays it really well. And I was really excited. And I'm in the car listening to Dave Dombrowski. I get out, I hop into the store to buy something. Yeah. I get back and I hear Spike going, yeah, they got to see a specialist. I go, he can't possibly be talking about the Sixers. Yeah. I mean, it's just at this point. You just have to think it is.
And knowing that there's a good chance they don't get much from Embiid, and we'll see, and we'll find out what we find out today, because it is, if you don't know, it's media day. This is the day last year when Joel famously said, I've done so, what, effing much for this, or no, nah. I've done so much for this effing city, you know, and then, of course, his year went completely haywire. But, you know, knowing that Joel may not be good this year or ever again, the hope with the Sixers is, hey, it should be a pretty exciting backcourt. And maybe that's something they can really build on for the future with the three guys they got. And I know people wonder about Grimes, but I really don't care about Grimes. I really don't.
And the
don't.
Kid, the draft pick.
No, that's my point. You got three guys. Yeah. Yeah. You got three guys. You got Maxey, you got McCain, and you got Edgecombe.
I was excited about him. Yeah.
I was too. Yeah. Like, you know what? Should be a pretty good backcourt. I mean, two of them are young. Yeah. So, like, maybe they won't be that great out of the gate.
But it's fun to watch them build something.
It's fun to watch and build something, and maybe they establish something. And
in an East that, you know, has got problems all around.
And 37 years from now, you clear cap space, and then you finally convince a free agent to come here who wants to play with these guys.
It was really so disappointing when I heard it.
And so here's what it also was, and this is hard to do, but with the Sixers it happens with frequency. It is so unbelievable, and it is so believable. Yeah. Right?
Oh, 100%.
I mean, how can a team specialize in unbelievable, I can't believe it happened again, and believable, it happened again? Devin, how does it happen? Why with this team?
I truly don't know. It is unrelenting, Joe.
It is unrelenting is a good word.
It is. Like, at this point, I saw that, and it's like, obviously, I'm upset, and I like Jared McCain has quickly become, you know, in his short time, because obviously he missed a ton of time last season too, but he's a fun player to watch. Yeah. He's like a younger Tyrese Maxey.
And he can't be a leader. He can't be a young leader when he's hurt.
He literally can't develop.
Time,
yeah.
Right?
And he had so much promise.
And by the way, he's a shooter, and I got to imagine no thumb is bad for shooting.
Yeah. You think?
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? I would imagine.
Anyway, all right. So very disappointing. And, you know, we'll follow.
I feel so bad for the kid.
I feel really bad for him. Yeah.
I do too. Oh, my God. All right. 215-592-9494. I ask you for Times Yours calls today, specifically on the 76ers. With this premise in mind, and I really am curious where you stand. Are the gods talking?
I warned you, Seltzer, Joe.
First off, are the gods real? The gods, Seltzer. Like Sirianni the other day told us, I don't believe in superstition. And he's like, I know.
But he does.
I say the same thing. I don't believe in superstition, but I definitely do superstitious things. So what does that tell you?
All right, here's the deal. Time's yours. 215-238-4500. We'll have some fun with this in about 3 hours. But you can weigh in on the Times Yours line, 215-238-4500. Are the gods causing the 76ers problems because of the tanking 10 years ago? I will say this. The Sixers played, if the gods are real, the Sixers played with immense fire when for four consecutive years they didn't try to win. So, you know, there is something to be said for this might be what they deserve. Not what Jared McCain deserves.
No.
And by the way, there's almost no one left. I mean, who's the only guy left?
But then how do we reconcile Oklahoma City just winning the title and being like the young team for the next 5 years? Like, they did the exact same thing. They weren't as blatant about it.
They didn't tank as bad.
But yeah.
They were horrible. In the history of sports.
I agree.
No one ever tanked like the Sixers.
But here's the thing. Oklahoma City did it close to the same level of on-court production, but they just
they didn't have players.
They weren't brazen about it. They didn't say, hey.
It wasn't audacious.
Yes, no. they did the same thing. They were just smart about how they messaged it.
I disagree. But anyway, all right, we'll go to the phones. Where do you stand on all this? Plus the Eagles and the Bucks on Sunday. Let's get to Kevin and Langhorne. Kevin, what's up, bud?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great, Kevin.
Good. Yeah, I used to live in Tampa. I went to college down there. I spent 8 years there. I was there during the unceremonious 2004 playoffs, and I took a lot of crap. And I hate that team. I hate that team so much. Beautiful place to live. I hate that team. I hate every time we go down there. We just seem to turn back into a pumpkin. And we always go down there when we're super injured. I don't understand what it is about Tampa where we're injured. Last year we didn't have our wide receivers. Now Zach Bond's in a brace.
No, he's out of the brace. He's out.
Oh, thank God. I'm sure. What else? Oh, good. Maybe that was the equivalent exchange. That's why. That's probably why McCain got hurt. We got him back. But I'm worried about this game, just because when you our defense, I'm not as sold on them as everybody else is. When you look at the last 3 weeks, it kind of appears that our defense kind of got bailed out over the last 3 weeks, and if it wasn't for a blocked field goal, you know, Stafford would have let him down for a game-winning drive.
You know, Kevin, let me broaden that out a little bit, because I agree with you on a few fronts. First off, the defense in the first two games, guys dropped balls they should have caught.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good players and CeeDee Lamb and Travis Kelce. And then last game, not only was it the blocked field goal, I thought Stafford was incredibly inaccurate.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was three times, four times, or five times, but like where I thought it was a pretty easy completion. And if he had played, you know, better, the Rams really could have won.
I think he was hurt.
Well, he probably was. But the point is, I agree with your premise, Kevin. It does feel like the Eagles have gotten, you know, like a little lucky here at times.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm still rooting for him. I hate when people say, oh, you're just an Eagles hater. No, I have eyes. I have eyes. I want the Eagles to win, but I have eyes. And when you, I mean, what was it, six consecutive drives with scores? And then I got to hear my buddies going, we're unstoppable. No, we're pretty darn the opposite of that. I mean, they scored on six consecutive drives. And I got a bad feeling about this game. When it comes to the Heat, we kind of lack cornerbacks now. Our safeties have been not very good this year. I have been very disappointed by our safety play as well.
I don't know about that.
I think they're becoming less exciting and more white on the field.
Well, look, they're getting more exposed. I'll say this: as the pass rush is diminished. I mean, Kevin, here's a fact a lot of people probably don't know because they're 3-0 and this hasn't gotten much chatter. The Eagles only have 3 sacks this year.
And none by their edge guy. Well, Za'Darius has half a sack.
Yeah, I mean, three sacks is tough for a secondary. And obviously where the Eagles are weak in the secondary, and I'm not saying they're weak, but their corners, excuse me, their safeties aren't as good as their two prime corners. I mean, that's obvious. So, you know, it's look, I'm not as down on the D as you are. And by the way, the Eagles actually might be unstoppable. But I hear your concerns, Kevin. I mean, I get your point, my man. I appreciate the call. 215-592-9494. Hey, when you call in today, chance to win not one, but two different prizes. We got the Bryan Adams tickets, which we've been giving away all week. Bryan Adams, Roll with the Punches Tour. It's happening on October 29th at the Xfinity Mobile Arena in Philadelphia. Tickets on sale for this one at Ticketmaster.com. Also a copy of my book, The Best of Philly Sports, Amazing Moments and Stories in Philadelphia Sports History. And it is available on Amazon.com. I do greatly appreciate all that have already purchased the book. And if you have not, certainly you have plenty of opportunity to still do so. But you can also win it here today at 215-592-9494. And here's how you can win it. You got to give us a great answer to what is the best ever that has thing that has a day of a week and a title. Now, why do I ask you this?
Why?
Well, because yesterday we were having a conversation about a topic, and the Beatles song 8 Days a Week came to my mind. I mean, it came up on the air. Yeah. And what came to my mind was, wonder what the eighth day of the week would be called. No, I don't know. I didn't come up with an answer with that. But what I did come up with is the concept that there are many, many books, movies, songs, shows, maybe even a band that has a day of the week in the title. So I ask you today at 215-592-9494, put those thinking caps on, boys and girls. What is a great answer? What is the best answer for a day of the week in a title? Whoever provides the best answer is going to win my book, is going to win the Bryan Adams tickets. John, what are you thinking?
Man, there's some good ones to choose from, and I'm trying to think of one that like I wouldn't be able to vote down to take off the board.
Because you think it's so great?
Yeah, but I'm having trouble coming up with one that's that great. So I'm just going to take one that, iconic. Saturday Night Fever.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Man, I think of that. I think of Saturday Night Live.
Oh,
my God. Why would you do that? You can't do that.
You're a terrible
human.
That
was a winning answer right there. They both might have been.
Yeah, but you know what hasn't been as good lately? Really, really for about 20 years. I mean, really maybe about 30 years. Since the whole Farley,
the Will Ferrell
Harvey,
stuff was great. The Will Ferrell,
Will Ferrell stuff was good. But it hasn't been as good since the 90s. It really hasn't. All right, Devin, give me an answer here. A day of the week and a title.
Wednesday. On Netflix.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Wednesday. You've never heard of it, have you?
No,
I knew it. I knew by his
explain it, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to let him take this.
No clue. Seltzer, give me an answer.
Hold on. The name of the actress. Do you know the actress? The young actress.
He doesn't even know the show.
Yeah, Jane Seymour.
Jenna Ortega.
Yeah. Ortega. Yeah, sure.
Do you know Jenna Ortega?
I've heard of her, yeah. I do know. I do know that I know of her, but I don't know how I know of her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably People Magazine.
It could be. Yeah. Could be. Seltzer, was she the person in Curb?
I think she might have been in the last
season.
Because
I hated
Curb,
that
actually.
Girl in the final season of Curb. Whoever that girl was, I hated
She was
her.
In the new Beetlejuice movie. She's been in a bunch of stuff.
I'm just saying,
Scream movies.
The character in the last two seasons of Curb that Larry David was leaning into stunk. Whoever she was horrendous. But anyway, Seltzer, give me an answer.
I won't take a haymaker. I'll take the Grateful Dead one more Saturday night.
Sure. Righty. Rhea, what do you got here?
Thursday Murder Club.
All right.
It's a book and a movie.
Yeah. Like,
did you end
like
up reading it yet, Rhea?
I haven't, but I did see the movie.
They're entertaining.
It's got Helen Mirren and Pierce Brosnan in it, and he's a riot.
Ben Kingsley, too.
Yeah, Ben, I forgot about him.
Look, there are a ton of answers. I mean, I'm sure at least thousands, to say the least. Give us a big-time answer. But there's many that are very, very well-known. We probably don't know 1,000 off the top of our head, but I'm sure we know a bunch. Give us the best answer for a day of the week in a title. We'll assess what is the best at 215-592-9494, and whoever provides it will win the Bryan Adams tickets and my book, The Best of Philly Sports. All right, let's get to Tom right now. He's calling from Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, Joe. I'm not calling from Abington, but I was...
Oh, I'm sorry. Not in Abington. I'm thinking of the other Tom. Tom in Alabama. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, man. Hey, Joe, let's just say I was to win the contest, whether it be today or whatever, the book, you know? I was hoping that maybe you'd sign it, maybe say something nice, you know. Yeah, make it nice and sappy, too, all right?
I will be happy. Hey, listen, Tom, if you and I connect on a book, I'd be happy to sign it for you, of course.
Hey, congratulations on it, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I was thinking about you last night, honestly, because I noticed something. I haven't paid any attention to it, or hadn't seen him pitch that much. Bueller, I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I wanted to see if you noticed this. I'm going to say Greg Maddux is his idol, not because he just wears his number, but his wind-up and his follow-through. It's not exactly but it's almost as like, did you notice that or not?
I have not noticed that. I'll have to check it out. Is he ready to field the way Greg Maddux was ready to field? Because that was something.
Nobody's ready to field that way. 17 gold gloves.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I'd say he needs to be in there. I mean, he's got the experience. He closed out the World Series. So, you know, I Nola is a train wreck right now. We don't know what version.
I think that's a fair word, Tom. I do. I mean, he never bounced through it, ever. And he got a lot of opportunities, and he never put it together. And if anything, he's almost been near his worst down the stretch. I mean, he's been horrendous.
Yeah, he's always, like John said, in his whole career, that one inning where he comes on.
It's not, but Tom, I listen, that's part of it, but that's not all of it. Even when he would at times have that one inning, he'd still give you an ERA of 3.50.
Right.
Like he's been horrible this year. I love the guy, but he's been horrendous.
Hey, real quick, Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the Alabama and Georgia players, they know the heat, but you do have to get used to the heat, of course. But, you know, the line of scrimmage is going to be key. The reason they lost last year was because the defense got sold out for the whole first quarter and was on the field, and they were gassed. You know, the Eagles need to get up in this game. They don't need to get down because whoever gets gassed first is going to be it. Remember the year before, though, when the Eagles ran them off the field and Bowles didn't even use his timeout.
Well, DeAndre Swift had his best game as an Eagle in that game. He was awesome. Tom, give me a big answer. Day of the week and a title.
I'm taking Elton, and I'm not talking about Elton Brand. Elton John, Saturday night's all right for fighting.
You got it, Tom. Good call, good answer right there. Let's go to Ann in Bucks County. Ann, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing great. What's up?
How about by the Bengals, Manic Monday?
Yeah.
Ooh, good one.
Ooh.
Yep. It's a good song also.
They had a lot of really beautiful melodies, the Bengals.
I agree with
that. Great harmonies.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. All right, Ann, good call. You got a shot to win the prizes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.